Right now, Duke has about 350 megawatts of solar in the state. That's the size of a small natural gas or coal plant, says Duke spokesman Randy Wheelis.
River Bend, which a lot of people may know up in Gaston County, is like 420 megawatts. So give you some size comparison.
Now Duke plans to almost double its capacity. The company will either purchase energy or facilities that other companies are building in the state. If it does buy the solar farms outright, that would substantially increase how much solar Duke itself owns. Right now, the company buys all but about 3% of its solar from other companies. Wheelis says part of the reason Duke is moving now has to do with tax incentives. State and federal credits are both set to expire soon after 2015. And by bringing them in now, Wheelis says Duke can still take advantage.
We're very excited about it. We think we can bring more renewables onto our system and still keep rates below the national average.
The announcement puts Duke ahead of the amount of renewables it's projected it would have in its system, although solar will still only make up a low single-digit percentage of its total power. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.